Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. By the way, this is Jesus talking. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Whenever Jesus gave the Pharisees an allegory or parable to consider, you can imagine them just scratching their heads or turbans. And here he goes again. In context, he's not directing this only at his followers, but also his detractors. Starting off, he says, there's a sheepfold. Literally, that means a sheep palace, with a doorway. He then says, there is only one way into this sheep palace. It's the door. Every other religion in the world is somehow based upon works, climbing up to heaven, if you would. The one and only true religion in this world is about trust and relationship with God. The sheep trust the shepherd because they know the shepherd. He says that all other religions are thieves and robbers because, as agents of the wicked one, they want to steal your soul away from the Father. A few verses later, he tells us that he is the door, and this agrees with the declaration in John 14 that says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Then he states that there is the shepherd, not shepherds plural, just one, who enters by the door. Now, as I mentioned, Jesus will soon say that he is the door. And he will also say that he is the shepherd of the sheep. So, question, is he telling them the door enters by the door? Well, yes. But like I said, for a Pharisee, it's a head scratcher. You see, Jesus is the door. And of course, you use a door to enter someplace. Additionally, to do that, you must trust that that door leads into some place you want to enter or you don't open it. You must trust the door, so to speak. So Jesus is saying, if you want to get into the sheepfold, that's heaven, you have to trust me and enter me. It's about trusting one who is higher than you. Now for us, that's Jesus. For Jesus, it's the Father. John 14:28 says, if you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. So Jesus is the door and Jesus is the shepherd. He who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, is what he said. Jesus entered, or should I say re-entered, heaven by trusting and obeying the Father, and thereby led the way before his sheep as a shepherd. We know that Jesus is the only way to the Father for us. How about for Jesus? How did he come before the Father? Well, by the obedience of the cross. That was the only way. In the garden, Jesus prayed, saying, my Father, if this cannot pass away unless I drink it, your will be done. Jesus chose to obey and trust the Father. That was his door. And in entering it, he became our chief shepherd. And then the scripture says to him, the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Now, who is this doorkeeper? Well, I believe this is the Holy Spirit. He is the one who opens hearts, our hearts. And that's when we hear our shepherd's voice. And the shepherd leads his flock in and out of the sheepfold. You see, the sheepfold is for protection. But the sheep also need to eat. So the shepherd also leads us out to green pastures. That's places of ministry, if you would. Remember, Jesus told his disciples, quote, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." That's John 4:34. And the psalmist himself adds, "Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." That's Psalms 23. So the shepherd leads us out, and he himself is our protection to do ministry, and in the process to be refreshed and restored. You see, this parable is about life. "I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." Well, that's John 10:10. And it's about how we get that life. Jesus said, "I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." It's the next verse, John 10:11. And Jesus gave his life for us. You know all that. He said, "I'm the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me." That's John 10:14. You see, we get to have a relationship with the shepherd, to know him, and that relationship leads to wonderful rewards. 1 Peter says, "And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory." Wow. So for his sheep, this isn't a head scratcher. It's a glorious promise of life, relationship, and rewards. Just listen to him. Trust and follow.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.